Tantor Audio presents Lives in Ruins, Archaeologists and the Seductive Lure of Human Rubble by Marilyn Johnson, narrated by Hilary Huber. This has become the archaeologist's grandiose task, to make dried-up wellsprings bubble forth again, to make the forgotten known again, the dead alive, and to cause to flow once more that historic stream in which we are all encompassed. C.W. Seram, Gods, Graves, and Scholars, The Story of Archaeology. Down and Dirty, Studying the People Who Study People. No dinosaurs appear in this book. If you are looking for scientists who study dinosaurs, you want to pick up a book about paleontologists. This book is about archaeologists, people who study people and the things that they leave behind, their bones, their trash, and their ruins. The archaeologists in this book work with humble stuff, from stone tools and broken pots to dirt. They are expert in the way things fall apart and acute observers of context. The placement and surroundings of an object can make the difference between junk and intellectual gold. To the archaeologist, treasure is something that was buried that has been brought to light, a pebble of information around which the narrative of history now needs to bend. I think of the archaeologist I saw on a loop of video, a young woman up to her hips in a muddy tunnel that would soon be a subway station in New York City, her eyes sparkling under a construction hat. We found a coin with a date.